Thank you. Thank you so much, guys.
And what mic number are you?
Four. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear you too. Excellent. So weed.
Yeah.
The devil's
yeah.
lettuce.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know. I'm like, what value do you place on being completely sober? Because I feel like the best experience I ever had was when I was like so absolutely in the moment that I was like practically high, but it was like from jumping into really, really cold water.
I think you can get the same feeling without drugs.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I think part of the appeal is like, I don't know, it's kind of communal, like share a joint or a bong or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of fun.
It's the same thing with alcohol.
Yeah.
Like wine is good as a social catalyst,
kind of like,
you know?
Less fun way to look at it is like, if you went to a frat party without alcohol, it would not be that fun. But with alcohol, it's pretty fun.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's kind of, that's like very glass half empty.
Mm.
I don't know. I guess it's a good question. Maybe I shouldn't smoke if I can't really answer why I smoke.
I don't know. Maybe it's like, I mean,
but people, it is fun.
People do it all the time. Some people I respect a lot, like as artists. Are probably just completely high all the time.
Definitely.
I'm trying to think. There was some album I listened to, and I was like, "Wow, this is really great." And I looked up some background about it, and it turned out that the artist was probably nonstop on weed making the album.
Nice.
But I thought it was a really amazing album. So that sort of crushed the idea that, like, creativity... I mean, I guess that's not an idea that people... I think weed is known as, like, a way to stimulate creativity, almost.
Yeah. I think... I don't know. I think at the end of the day, it's, like, not... You can be just as creative without it.
Yeah. Well, okay. Here's
that
one thing.
I lost sort of my train of thought on that, but...
See, it's getting...
Yeah.
There's a video... There's a video of David Lynch I saw recently, since we were talking about all the weird-ass films he made, where he was talking about something that I've always wondered about. Because sometimes I'm like, I feel like shit, and I've felt like shit for 2 weeks... And I want to get out of it, and then I'm like, wait, I want to make good music, and I feel like the best music is made when you're depressed as fuck, and like that's your lane of escape. But then I saw this video of David Lynch talking, and his art is very, you know, explorative. It's something I respect in most cases. Sometimes it's bad, but, and I was like, well, what does he think about this? He sort of said he thinks that that's a really destructive attitude to have towards art.
I don't know. I feel like I've seen this. I don't know why.
And that we should prioritize. Well, maybe you have. I feel like maybe it would circulate.
Potentially.
He was like, we should prioritize our happiness over making good, really sad art.
Definitely.
And then I thought about it and I was like, yeah, wait, like, there's totally people who have made. I think ultimately it comes down to the artist. Like, I think Tyler the Creator is probably, he seems like he's in a really good place. And yeah. I think I loved Call Me If You Get Lost. Even though it was just basically all flexing.
Right? I liked that too. Yeah. Yeah, it was a good album.
Whereas like Chance the Rapper got married and made the big day.
Yeah.
So I don't
and
know.
And now he's divorced and he's making good
exactly.
music again.
Exactly. So is it like, maybe we're mistaking unhappiness for something else. Maybe it's like comfort. But actually, Lynch talked about that too. He was like, he eats exactly the same thing every day.
I don't like that.
I don't like it either. But he was like, his idea was you surround yourself with regimentation, like everything is on a schedule, everything is the same, so that the only thing that's different is your art, and you're only focusing.
I feel like that's simplicity. I don't know if I agree with that.
Okay, why would you disagree?
I feel like I get putting really great creative things in the context of more like monotonous things is awesome, but also I don't know. Like, I feel like irregularity makes for good art also.
Okay.
Even, it doesn't even have to be with art, but like, I mean, would you want to live that monotonous of a life anyway? I don't know. I don't think I would. I guess everyone has a different level of regimen they want in their life.
Yeah.
There's definitely some that I would want, but not to that extent. I don't know.
That's true. I feel like I've been sort of just chilling for the past couple weeks, and I really haven't made any art. And I feel like that might be as a result of me not having a schedule. So, in a way, there's some truth.
Well, schedules are good, yeah.
Yeah, there's some truth to what David Lynch says. I mean, and then there's the concept of flow. Shout out Mr. Kane. Or wait, did you have Esner?
I had Esner, but okay. I spent plenty of time with Kane.
Okay. Which is like...
Did you take Art and Ideas?
No, I love Mr. Kane so much, I wish I did, but...
That was a really good class.
Dude, he came to my violin recital.
Really?
I was like, oh shit.
That's nice.
I like mentioned it to him, and I didn't think he was actually gonna show up. It was at the end of the school year.
Mr. Kane's such a good guy.
He is.
I like him.
Yeah. But he was like telling us about the idea of flow, which is like people are happiest when they're locked in, for loss of like a better phrase. Like they, you're just doing shit. You're doing like action after action.
Yes, I think I agree with that. I mean, yeah. Like, I think sometimes when there's like, I don't know, stressful things coming up in your life or whatever. I don't know. Something I guess I realized at the end of high school was eliminating like potential what you might think are sources of like distraction from your life. Like, I don't know. I quit soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Not to focus on other stuff. I quit because I hated Mike Patrides, but yeah. Quitting, like, I don't know, giving yourself more time to focus on things actually doesn't really, like, I think A, the regimentation was good, and B, the, like, diversity of experiences is good to, like, have a schedule where you're doing a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
It actually, I don't know, at least for me, it makes me more productive.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's, like, you need a schedule so that spontaneity pops out and actually has meaning.
Yeah. Right?
Like, I found that...
I think that's true.
I've been offered a lot of opportunities as far as, like, going out, hanging out with people, and I've, like, faced, like, logistic problems, stuff like that, and always when I've gone through with it, it has been, like, the highlight of my year.
Yeah.
Like, going to Mount Washington. Almost didn't go. Last-minute decision... was miserable until like we got there and we were like climbing up the mountain in this little car playing some random ass shit. I think that was when Utopia came out. It was just like a slow dive and shit, and like the clouds were just like all around us and you could see down in the valley, and I was like, holy shit, it's really beautiful. Started hiking, we got down to the lakes of the clouds and we jumped in, and there was just something about it, like the water was completely frigid, but the wind blowing up the slope was sort of like just the right temperature that it warmed me up as it cooled me off. Mm-hmm. And like, I was just standing there looking down, and like there was just like clouds and shit, and it was like really pretty, whatever, you get the idea. And I was like, this is exactly what I need.
Yeah.
And if I hadn't gone on that trip, I would never have, like, experienced that. I would never have. But if I had a schedule, maybe I could experience stuff like that on the regular. Like, if I planned on that. I don't know if that would ruin the experience. Because part of it was, like, the surprise. Mm. I don't know.
That just makes me want to go to Mount Washington. I was at the reservoir the other night. We kind of missed sunset, but I was trying to go for sunset,
mm-hmm.
and we definitely missed it, but we got, like, the last light, and it was so pretty. We, like, we went to one of the closer spots. Have you been back there?
I think so, yeah.
You know where South Border Road is?
Yeah, yep.
Just off there, there's a big reservoir.
I love that reservoir.
It's the Winchester Reservoir. Okay, you have been there.
Yeah, yeah, it looks like a different... state, honestly.
Yeah, it's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, it was just so tranquil the other night. I want to go back. I also want to go to, I think it's Spy Pond, the pond near Flint Rink, kind of North Medford.
Oh, is that Spy Pond. I was at Spot Pond.
Okay.
Recently, and I was like, shit, Boston's actually really beautiful. Like, there's Spot Pond, there's all these like sort of hills falling into the body of water with houses on them, and I just did not remember it being like that from my childhood.
I haven't been there in a long time.
Yeah,
I should go back.
I can't.
There are so many beautiful spots.
Go there. Oh, I was on my break from work. Wait, can you check how many listeners we have? I wanna see whether this is realistic. Cause who?
Allegedly 19 unique ones. I don't know about that.
There's no way.
I don't think it's going up. Into the
there's
night
no way that
19
people would be listening.
I don't think there's more listeners than there were at midnight.
There's no way, guys. If you're out there, call in for sure.
Yeah.
What's that?
Or the DJ chat? Hit us up in the DJ chat.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It should get some more use. doggy photo.
Wow. I wonder if there's a way to advertise for WMFO. Like, create a social media presence and draw in more listeners. Oh shit, is that Contra? Oh, it's Anna Managuchi.
is that Netspend?
Is that Netspend?
It's Netspend.
I low-key don't know exactly what he looks like.
That's Netspend when he was... Okay, I mean, Netspend is younger than we are, but, like, that's Netspend when he was way young, like, fucking 13.
Bro, bring back Maddox. Original Netspend.
That was when the hate was at an all-time high.
Netspend's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I do like it. I mean, I don't know... I guess I don't know about him.
As a human
it
being.
Was funnier when I kind of thought he was ironic, but he's not.
I don't think he's ironic.
He's definitely not.
Nope.
At the start, I thought he was, and it was funnier. It's still funny, though.
But there's
and it's still good.
There's people like that who...
On Me is a really good song, I think.
Okay.
Wait. What?
There's people... Actually, we were having this conversation at work. Like, what artists you think are... completely unaware of what they're doing and which ones are crafting their music really intentionally.
I feel like that's a really interesting question.
I was listening to the Blonded playlist.
The Blonded playlist? Like the Frank Ocean
Frank
made
Ocean
playlist.
Blonded Spotify.
Uh-huh.
Photo of him on a train.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, Frank Ocean has like bass music. Like he put shit on there like I've never heard in my life.
Yeah.
Never would have. It's not popular.
I do love this playlist because it has one of Lil Wayne's best songs.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, this really good Earl Sweatshirt song.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has, like, Yola Tango in here. He has Vegan in here. I think...
I love...
Does he have any...
I love the Roy Blair song, too.
I don't know this one. I know Roy Blair, but...
Fantasia? I thought that was great. I thought that...
The first song's really funny. It's good.
Messages from the Stars.
What was I gonna say?
Oh, I thought EM3.
Making a prediction here. I don't know if I'm predicting it because it already happened. It definitely did, but Vegan Frank Ocean collab is gonna happen.
I don't think that there is an official one.
Okay, so
I think Vegan produced on Blonde.
Okay, that's what it is. That kind of counts.
But there isn't an actual like song that says Vegan, Frank Ocean on Spotify.
This is a bass playlist. For everyone that's listening right now, which is so many people, there's Duke Ellington on here. There's a somewhat deep Radiohead cut on here.
Oh yeah, Spinning Plates. Spinning
there's
Plates.
There's Nels Klein on here.
Mm-hmm. So that's how the conversation started, right? We were like,
okay,
what's... The we have artists like Frank Ocean, where Blonde clearly was not an accident. I think it's arguable that
yeah.
he knew what he knew what he was doing to such an extent that he almost like engineered to a high degree the success of that album.
I would definitely agree.
By
that's one of the most intentional albums. I feel like
yeah,
it was just so meticulous.
And I think that doesn't take value away from it at all. But then it's like, what albums are unintentional? Like, one example I gave was Loveless, My Bloody Valentine.
Yeah.
Because if you listen to their older shit, they were, like, totally just stumbling upon that sound by accident. Like, Shoegaze was a product of, like, what
How
started
many
that
pedals
as...
can we use?
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, it became such a cultural force.
Who else do you think is making, like, unintentional music?
Unintentional music?
Unintentionally really good.
Well, there's obviously, there's outsider music artists, like Daniel Johnston.
Yeah.
Who I think is schizo and has a lot of problems, and I, you know, understand why his music is the way it is, like, very depressed, sort of. Unpleasant at times, like, but it conveys really interesting emotion. Obviously, he's famous because of Kurt Cobain, but he has some really.
Wait, why is he famous because of Kurt Cobain?
So Kurt Cobain wore his shirts.
Oh, okay.
and no one knew about Daniel Johnston before that, but so outsider music, yeah.
RX Poppy.
Do you think so?
I feel like. Well, I just feel, okay, maybe it's not unintentionally good, but I feel like it's appreciated in a different way than he intends, possibly.
Okay.
Do you think he knows he's kind of experimental and off-kilter?
I don't know, maybe.
Maybe he does.
The only way to really know is to know what an artist listens to.
That's right? True.
Like, there's some underground rappers where I'm like, this music is absolutely, like, it's like Netspend, where, like, okay, what's going on here? Do they know that what they're, like, it almost sounds like a, like, disaster that turned out well.
Yeah.
Somehow.
That's one of my favorite genres of music,
I know, I agree. But, like, I don't know. Do you think Netspend's unintentional? Because, like, the Deftones sample, I was like, if you know his Deftones, that's not niche.
No, Deftones are all over TikTok.
Sample now. Deftones in a song. He also is 17, so low key, I feel like he couldn't possibly have.
Yeah.
Music taste that's like.
I don't know. Netspend's a good question.
Good enough to really know what he's doing. I don't know.
I bet it's a little of both. Like, okay. He probably thinks he's like. He's got something different than other rappers, but also sees himself as, like, a rapper with, I don't know, contemporaries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, someone was saying that they thought Freddie Gibbs was unintentional. Like, he described it as, like, oh, shit, like, I'm a good rapper, I can rap, like, really well over these crazy beats, but he's sort of unaware that he's...
I feel like that's
I don't know.
A little different because, well, he knows he's a good rapper.
Yeah, he does.
The beats, it's just that it's Mad Libs beats a lot of the time.
Yeah.
I guess there is the question is, like, how much of a, like, how much credit can we give to the artist for choosing their beats when it's, like, a rapper?
Yep.
Like, Young Lean. Don't get me wrong, I love Young Lean, but... Fucking Good and White Armor are the reason he's famous. I mean, like, okay, he had, like, a presence too, but...
Well, can we listen to Ginseng Strip?
Yes.
2002.
Excellent song.
So, do you think this was intentional? I think it was unintentional.
Yeah, I agree.
One of the greatest examples of unintentionally dynamic music. Except you got a tangled cord. But I think now he's
Now he has... Well, he has a lot of good influences now. If we're talking about, like, the music they listen to mattering in terms of intentionality.
Yeah. I mean, then there's obviously there's music that's unintentional. Yeah, turn up a little.
They're so nice, that voice. Young Lean do shouting.
Yeah, because the lyrics... I hate to say this.
Oh, they're so bad.
Yeah.
They're terrible. I mean, it gives it, like, appeal. So I think he got... Musicality's really interesting.
Yeah.
And then also he has, his personality's really appealing, kind of. Okay, maybe he sounds like an ass, but...
No, but I think
it's like,
funny, like, it's some random
he has
ass.
A very funny personality.
Yeah. Swedish dude.
Yeah, especially the fact that he's Swedish. But, like, Young Lean himself... I mean... I guess you have to...
this part is...
This is just one of the greatest songs.
Yeah. It just hits. Like, it works.
Yeah.
I really appreciate the idea of... You know what I saw someone saying about... I think it was Homicide Gang or something. Some opium affiliate. Where they were like, these beats are amazing. Like, the beats are great. And then they put themselves over it and just destroy the beats. Like, they mess it up. Ruining the beats. They're such bad rappers. I think that bad rapping makes those beats good. Do you know what I mean?
I think I agree.
Like, location. Like, Cardi just fucking mumbling all over. It makes the beauty of the beat more.
Yeah, if he were to, like, lay some, like, more intricate rap over it, it just wouldn't work.
Yeah,
Like, he kind of has to just be kind of comatose, and
it's about the vibe, not the quality. And then there's obviously unintentional music that's bad, like Corey Feldman.
Yeah.
Can we get some Corey Feldman in here?
We should listen to some Corey Feldman.
You know what I was really into? I feel like the best example of Corey Feldman, we're really like, what the fuck is this, was Love and Lies. You gotta skip the beginning, because that makes me Love and Lies. It's off the album.
And the Lord said, thou shalt not lie!
Wait, can we get this on the speakers?
Don't tell me your lies, because that would not be wise. Love is your disguise, but the truth is in your eyes. You as my wife, I knew that came with a price. I didn't know that I'd be lonely. I thought once the day was done, I gave it to was my son. I thought we were on our own. I knew that I was missing. I didn't know you was kissing. I didn't see the way you're spinning. Don't tell me your lies, because that would not be wise. Love is your disguise. Day I see you lying every way. I'm here with nothing left to say. I don't know where I'm in. See, yeah, the way you looked with your eyes, the way you looked at other guys, the while perfecting your disguise. You don't know what real pain is. You promised love and then mistreated. That they come to those who crave what you wanted. Don't tell me your lies, because I would not be wise. Love is your disguise. Don't tell me your lies. Don't tell me your lies. Don't tell me your lies. Lies, 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 lies. Love is your disguise, but the truth is in your lies. Something had to just move on. Can never do no wrong. I'd write this song. I can't say wonder what love is. Knows if I can love again. I don't think it's better to love friends. I win. This thing will have to end. I don't think I know what trust is. I don't trust enough to love it. So to love it, to possess it.
Do drugs, guns with cigarettes in the back of the club. Guns that hate cops and backers. Girls with no buns, girls that's mean just for fun. I like girls who make love, but I love girls who like to fuck. That's what's up. I like tall girls, small girls, girls with dicks, called girls, girls who get naked on the grill. They say I'm too fucking hard and wanna put me in a cage. I'll probably fuck a hoe in the wall. The guy before made. I like girls who pregnant, girls who
got so much hair on their ass it clogs the drain. I like girls who got degrees, girls on killing sprees. I like girls who got a bone to pick with me. I like the girls that do drugs. Girls with cigarettes. Of mine. It's something that I found while shopping online. It's something unassuming sitting in my sock drawer. It's something that can make a bride out of a whore. When I walk in the room, everybody agrees. Something's added to the air, but you can't really see. Something so, so sexy, but you can't really tell. All the boys and the girls ask me, what is that smell? That's my perfume. Everybody agrees. Something's added to the mood, but you can't really see. Something so seductive, but you can't really tell. All the boys and the girls ask me, what is that smell? That's my perfume. Yeah. From my cold dead grip. In fact, spray it in my grave so the worms can get a whiff. I wanna smell real good while I'm burning in hell, cause the fire makes you sweat. Other people can tell. When I put it on myself, everybody agrees. A certain generation choir stops coming for me. It's a little bit different, but I don't know why. They say it's only for girls, but they're too scared to try. That's why.
I'm too old to be frontin' when I'm feeling, then selling, acting like you ain't appealing when you are. Stuntin' like you ain't my only girl when you are. I'm ready to stop when you are.
been waiting to get with you. Hey, yeah.
Don't wanna sound full of myself or rude, but you ain't looking at no other dudes, cause you love me.
I'm sorry, baby. So sexy.
So you think about a chance, you find yourself trying to do my dance, maybe cause you love me.
So then we try.
Singing it slow now, because you weren't used to how fast we touched.
We touched.
Then you give your other girl a shove, tell her you gon' call her, ask how it was, and she's gon' love it. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, yeah. So then we tried.
Singing it slow now, because you weren't used to how fast we touched.
Fast we touched. Then we locked eyes.
And I knew I wasn't there, and I was gon' tear your ass up.
Tear.
I know that I'm carrying on, never mind.
I call you for real, cause you the truth. Yo, great hoe. Yeah. Let me talk to him, man. I'ma keep it real. Every time your name was brought up, I would act all nonchalant in front of an audience, like you was just another shorty, I put the naughty on. But truth be told, you threw me for a loop this hole. I'm too old to be fronting what I'm feeling, Denzelin', acting like you ain't appealing when you are, stunting like you ain't my only girl when you are. I'm ready to stop when you are.
Carrying on, never mind if I'm showing off, I was just fronting.
You know I want you, babe.
I'm ready to bet it on. You don't care at all, but you know I want you.
You should stop fronting, babe.
Come on.
Oh! Dance.